This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We are asking and talking about young entrepreneurs and whether or not you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously. Why or why not? You can let us know via WhatsApp on 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Give us some feedback regarding this. We've had people talking in saying that it's tougher here in Asia because a lot of people think that seniority equals experience. We've got polls that disprove that, according to you guys as well, that we've taken earlier. We've just had a little chat about imposter syndrome and how that can be a good thing for you in short term and in long term. And now we have a final story about a virtual zoo tour.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Rich, but I miss going out and doing things.
Yes.
You know, even small things like going to like the mall or the movies or whatever, and including, you know, going to zoos and aquariums and such. So Zoonagara has been having a bit of a tough time lately. The financial struggles of the zoo, which is Malaysia's largest, have been well documented as of late, with the establishment being forced into relying on donations after gate receipts and other revenue derived from foot traffic dwindled to horrifyingly low levels during, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. So in line with that, Lazada has stepped in and has offered to help out just a little bit by allowing you to see the entirety of Zoonagara from the comfort of your own home.
Sounds interesting. Tell me more.
It's for an hour. It's on December 11th, 2020, which I believe is this Friday.
Yes.
And so Lazada's hosting a free virtual tour of the zoo, which is the very first of its kind. It's taking place from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning on Lazada's live event platform, Laz Live. It will be hosted by local comedian Dr. Jason Leung. And the tour will take viewers on virtual visits to meet selected resident animals, including lions, cheetahs, orangutans, and more. He will also be performing showcases of certain animals at locations throughout the zoo, interacting with the animals while providing viewers with facts. And the idea is that each location visit will open up the opportunity for viewers to donate further to Zoonagara through the Lazada platform, with attractive incentives on offer to encourage goodwill. You'll get rebates that you can use during the 12/12 sale, double 12 sale, happening obviously on the 12th of December. And also, as part of its already running adoption campaign with Lazada, donors who give 50 ringgit and above will receive an adopt an animal certificate and a voucher from
Very
the zoo.
Cute.
So cute. You know, the reason why I wanted to talk about this as well was, like, I am so curious to see what that tour is going to look like. And also, you know, I think it's such an interesting way that, like, the events industry and even, like, you know, these, like, attractions and the travel industry are trying to sort of digitalize as well. You know, I'm curious to see how well this is going to do, and hopefully the zoo can raise some money.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, you know, to see Dr. Jason's take on this as well. As I mentioned earlier on in the show, I've seen following his Instagram, and he's dressed up like some animal. Which is fun, of course. You know, he's getting into the spirit of things. But you're right. There's times when I feel as though I want to go out more and I want to do more things. And the zoo definitely needs help getting out of the financial struggles that they're in. I know that it costs them an awful lot of money to look after the animals that are in there. They need a lot of money for food. They need a lot of money for upkeep, all this kind of stuff. But thankfully, Lazada have stepped in to help them out a little bit. So we'll just have to see how it goes. So it's all happening this Friday. And you say if you donate 50 ringgit or above, you receive an adopt an animal certificate and a voucher from Zoonagara.
I kind of wonder how, you know, interactive, if it is going to be interactive. You know,
the Laz Live stuff is
right?
Very
like,
interactive.
Kind of to what extent is it going to be interactive?
You mean, can we poke Dr. Jason if we wanted to? Or
no,
tell
but
him
like,
to,
you know, I mean, certain.
Do a dance or something?
Could you, like, donate to, like, feed the animals or something?
Could be interesting.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm the kind of person that will go to the zoo and it's like, oh, look at all the animals, and I go immediately to the fish pond and buy fish food. Like, why that brings me joy, I don't know and cannot explain. But you know, I think it'll be nice, and I think also it's a nice example of businesses supporting other businesses as well, which we all need. We all need to help each other out.
And if you want to donate directly, of course, you can head over to www.zoonagara.com malaysia.my if you want to do that. Anyway, it's almost come to the end of the show. Almost time for us to wrap up. The question we've been asking you, though, throughout is whether or not you think it's harder for young entrepreneurs to be taken seriously. Why or why not? And there's been a very interesting mix of people saying, you know, it's all about seniority and experience. But the majority of you are like, you know, you want to do it. And like Christine said at the top of the show, and we've told you many times here on Enterprise, you know, around 80% of our businesses here in Malaysia are SME-based. You know, and a lot of those businesses have been started by young people, especially over the last few years. And it's something we should be very proud of, and it's something we should encourage.
Yeah.
And if you are feeling about mentoring anybody, you know, find somebody who needs a mentor, you know, get in touch with all of these entrepreneurs. You can look at many, many websites that'll look for it. There's the Forbes 30 Under 30 as well. They're always on the lookout for mentors to help out. Have a look over that. But there you go. So we started off with that story about how there was a poll over in the US and it showed that 22% of young kids have decided that maybe they don't want to be entrepreneurs anymore. Then we moved on to...
We then moved on to a story about how you can actually use your imposter syndrome to your advantage.
Yes. And wrapping up with, of course...
How Lazada is helping Zunegara host its first virtual tour.
That should be very interesting. Right. Don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Amidst ongoing political gamesmanship and a raging pandemic, is the government anti-corruption agenda still on track? Are existing oversight measures for public governance, such as the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, up to the mark? That was all discussed this morning on the Breakfast Grill with Dr. Mohamed Mohan, the CEO of Transparency International Malaysia, and Wong Kar-wo, Chairman of the Public Account Committee. That's all coming up after the news. To take us up there, War Paint with Ashes to Ashes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.